This is cassette 2, side 1, continuation of interview with Gustav and Mrs. Anderson, Davenport, Iowa. Cassette 2, side 1.
Anyway.
So when you started to work for Mrs. Hector, you had to do some cooking then?
Yeah.
Who
when,
trained
when the cook would be gone, I would do the cooking.
What kind of cooking was it? I mean, how were you a full-fledged cook at the time? Maybe for a
Fancy stuff. Yeah. They even had an electric ice cream maker that I could, Mr. Hecht was real, what would you call him? Anyway, he made that thing up. He put it together. So you didn't have to stand and make the ice cream this way. He fixed it so it was run electrical, see? So we could make ice cream any old time.
So anybody working there now, the other girls, they got spoiled.
Well, they were treated good. Of course, my aunt was a marvelous cook. Just a marvelous cook. If a cake didn't turn out just right, she'd make another one.
Oh.
Yeah. Everything had to be just so, you know.
Hey, your aunt, now, what was her name?
Therese Peterson. Therese.
Well, that was your
my
father's
dad's
sister.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She came from Sweden.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And she worked there as a cook then for how many years?
35 years.
And she never married?
Mm-mm.
Do you think there was one of the reasons some of those people never marry, because they got, what I said before, kind of spoiled, you know, everything, like an ice cream maker, electrical, and because if they moved out by marriage...
She was very timid. I don't think she had ever been out with a boy. I don't know. I don't think so. She used to think I was terrible when I'd go out dating, you know. And I'll never forget, you remember this Hedberg boy that lived down on Tremont Avenue? He used to call me up and he'd come up there, and he always wore a derby, you know, one of those derby hats. She'd say, "Where did you meet him?" I'd say, "Well, he lives down near home, Tremont Avenue, and he used to call, come up and want to take me out, and I wouldn't go with him." Oh, golly.
So the old timers, they had some judging going on then the girl took out.
She thought she didn't think I should go out with him, which I didn't. I didn't. Go out with him, but he was bound and determined I was going to go out with him, but I never would.
So when you met Gustav here then, from Lucy Sheen, what did she say then?
Well, I think she knew him, had met him before, I believe. But I don't remember. Did you ever come up there much at that time?
A couple of times.
I don't remember. Gee, that seems so far ago.
Could you invite now Gustav, for instance, to Mr. and Mrs. Hecht's home?
Now, you mean?
No, I mean at the time when you were working there.
Oh, sure. They used to have a sitting room for us that we could entertain our friends.
Why? Even the boyfriends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They had a nice, it was bigger than this porch. And there was a little Davenport in there and a couple nice chairs. And
you could serve coffee then and cookies or?
Oh, yeah.
But it was on your day off then. You couldn't do it during the...
In the evenings.
In the evenings?
Now, certain nights I would be on duty. The doorbell rang, I'd have to go to the doorbell and answer the doorbell and that. But as long as I was there, it was all right. But he could come up to see me or come up and visit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice there. And the pay was pretty good for it in those days, you know. Plenty food, good food. The help got just the same food that they had. There was no skimping on anything. And if the chauffeur couldn't take Mr. Hecht to work down Heat French and Hecht's, I would take him.
Why? Oh, you were the driver then?
Oh, I'd drive the car, yeah.
What kind of car did he have then at the time?
Big Cadillacs. They had 2-3 cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd laugh, you know, I'd step on the gas a little bit, and he'd say, "Now, Violet, we're not in a big hurry to get there. Don't go so fast." I could hear him, old man Hecht, say that.
Could he drive himself, or?
No, he didn't.
He couldn't.
His wife drove, but she was 20 years younger than he was. I think she was an old man's darling, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they had children?
Yeah, one daughter.
Just one.
She's living in New York, yeah. I used to hear from her quite often, but I haven't heard the last few years.
And Mr. Hecht and Mr. French, they were in the same company?
Mm-hmm. French and Hecht.
And there was a metal and the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They had Hecht's lived up on that hill there on Forest Road, and French's lived across the way, so.
Overlooking Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah. So Einar and Elna, they worked over across the way at French's.
Oh, I see.
So.
Einar Carlson, he stayed there for 8 years.
Yeah, I know he was there for quite a while. I was there for quite a while too. I even worked up there after we were married. Because my little boy, I used to take him up there, and he fell. He was climbing down out in the tree with one of the French kids down across the way, and they called and said he'd fallen. They thought he had broken his arm. You remember that? And Mrs. Heck, not me, Mrs. Heck took him to the doctor. They had it all put in a cast, you know. Brought him back up there. He liked to go up there. He liked to play up there because he had the run of the place, you know, he'd play all over.
And there's not too far from here.
No, that's not too far.
15, 20 blocks?
Yeah, about that.
So you continued to work then off and on after your...
Yeah, I liked to go up there. And she'd give me clothes, you know, that if she was finished with them, I'd get some kind of nice clothes at times that I could wear. And, then she sent me back to school for 1 year. She asked me one time if I'd like to go back to school, and I said, yes, I'd kind of like to go back and get another year in or so.
At the University of Ottawa?
So she paid for my tuition for a year, and I went back there in the summertime and worked again.
Oh, I see.
And but that was before we were married, though. That was before we were married.
So what were you studying to become then?
Physical ed, physical training, you know, gym.
Yes.
Gym class.
So that was popular at that time too then, in the school system, like high schools then. So did you continue that?
No, I didn't graduate. I had, my son always tried to get me to go back when he graduated. Before he graduated, he says, Mom, why don't you go back and get your degree? I says, oh, I don't know, what do I need it now for? I said, I'm getting older, and he has 2 degrees from the university.
Well, you have one boy?
Yeah. We had a girl too, but she died when she was 6 months old. And the one boy, and he has 2 degrees. He's got a good job on the arsenal. And he has 3 children now.
Did he go through Iowa City also?
Mm-hmm. First he went up to Wisconsin to Ripon College. And he liked to come home once in a while. And that was quite a distance, you know, from way up in Wisconsin. So then he transferred back to Iowa City here. And of course, it was cheaper to go here in the state school than it was up there in Wisconsin. But he had a scholarship in athletics to go up there to Ripon. And then he got his BA and his engineering degree. And he has been taking courses on his master's. So he's got a good education, he's got a good job.
Practically speaking, now, is he inclined to be in your footsteps of a mechanical ability to experience with things? Or?
No, I think he's more...
He's all brains, it's mathematics mainly.
Oh, I see. So he's not interested in nuts and bolts and screws then?
No. Not too much, huh? No, but he's got a good mind too. I'll never forget the time Bill asked him for something he wanted in that little book of yours down there, and you some kind of a problem. Do you remember?
Yeah, okay.
And he says, you go down on my shelf, down the cellar. You go down in the cellar there, and on my shelf, you get that red book and turn to page so-and-so, and you'll find that it wasn't a problem. It's a...
Formula.
Formula. Some kind of formula. And he said to him, he says, you should know that. You just graduated from college. He says, I can't remember it. But he remembered where it was in the book down there. Can you imagine that?
The right page, no problems.
He never forgets what he reads. He knows what's on that page when he gets through reading it. I'd say he'd had a photographic mind.
Well, there was you a little bit too old when you came here, I suppose. That's why a couple of... How about your younger brother now? Did he go to high school? Well, he started in...
No, he didn't.
He went to grammar school.
Grammar school. Much younger.
Yeah.
So he went through the high school then? And
I don't remember that he, no, I don't think Jimmy went through high school, did he?
I don't think so.
He was a salesman.
Oh, I see.
He had a good job. He had a good job. He traveled a lot. Yeah, he was a type of person that he heard a name once, he could remember it.
Oh, I see.
You know, he put a face with a name. He was good at that, but he was a good salesman, too.
How many? What kind of salesman?
He sold restaurant equipment, cooking equipment for
cooking.
For restaurants and things.
I see.
Traveled all over. He was He was good. He made good money.
So it was easier for him to learn English, though, because he was younger.
He was younger, yeah.
And he went direct to school, and so and he talked English all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about your mother now? How did she? She was kind of old then when she came there.
Yeah, she done pretty good.
It took some time, though, before she...
Sure.
But she was always talking Swedish.
Yeah.
We'd be sitting talking American, and all of a sudden she'd say something to you in Swedish, you know. She could express herself better in Swedish. But she was a good old woman.
And how about your dad, when he came home in the evenings, did he also talk Swedish to her then? Or he had to?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the only way to...
Yeah, to begin with. Just put it that way until it finally petered out, you know.
And the kids started to talk English all the time, and she also had to.
Yeah.
Well, I think she picked it up pretty easily, too, because she went to that Lutheran church, used to be a Lutheran church down there on 6th Street, and she was in the ladies' group.
The Swedish church?
Yeah, it used to be a Swedish
church. This is the Grace Lutheran now?
Yeah.
Yes, it is the Grace Lutheran, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it used to be down there on
Well, there was the church you joined in the family when you came.
Yeah.
You went to that church?
Yeah, the Lutheran church. Mm-hmm. Now I belong to the Baptist church.
It's out here on the...
Up here on 14th and Paris.
Oh, right in here?
Yeah.
There's one, the Swedish one is out at the shopping center there, Ripley.
Oh.
The Memorial Baptist Church?
Memorial Baptist Church.
Whatever it's called.
The one that used to be down on 6th and Grand. There was one on 6th and Grand, and then there was the old Swedish Lutheran Church down a couple blocks.
Yes.
Then that church moved up on Locust Street, and they changed it to Grandview Baptist
There's
Church.
There's the one.
Yeah. Now they're living out on, what's that, Harrison Street Road? What is that called out there after you get
the
out?
Boulevard.
North Boulevard.
Yeah, yes, Northwest Boulevard. Yeah,
there's Ripley off there.
Yeah, Northwest Boulevard. Now that's where that is now.
Yes.
But I go to this one up here on...
So they were Baptists, your parents then?
Yeah.
From Sweden?
I don't know but they've ever since I've known my parents, they were Baptists. But I think way back they were Lutheran.
But in Sweden...
Because now some of the sisters are Lutheran. Frida went to the Lutheran
church
in Berlin.
In Sweden they got a state church. Everybody is Lutheran.
Yeah. Born into it,
yeah.
Yes.
But see, Therese was Baptist too. And Dad was Baptist. Frida was Lutheran. And her son is Lutheran minister up in Minnesota. Wasberg.
Mm-hmm. There's the Lutheran Church in America, Pastor LCA, they call it.
Oh, where is he lives? I got everything written down where they live.
But you were confirmed in this Shield before you left.
Yeah.
In the Lutheran Church there.
Right.
And I'm sure their church was built by granite.
Yes, it was. It was a beautiful church. Mm-hmm. It was as big as, or bigger than this cathedral over here. Mm-hmm. Sitting up high up on a mountain.
Like your father...
Fargo, North Dakota. That's where he's
preaching. Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leslie's preaching there in Fargo, North Dakota.
So your father, he was a skilled craftsman of stone cutting and granite working in Sweden.
Right.
Did he get any use for it here? The first years he said you got, but later on.
Building, he helped put up that stone wall down here on around the park and down on the, what do you call it, Leclerc Park.
Yeah. Well, this is...
This is the first job he had when he mm-hmm. came to the airport.
Mm-hmm. Around Leclerc Park?
Yeah.
So, but later on he was for the water department. He never got used for his stone skill there anymore.
And my dad worked with leather. He made shoes.
Oh, I see. He was a harness maker or a shoemaker?
He made shoes when he first came over here. He worked in leather all the time, and then he got working on the arsenal.
Oh, and his name was... his name?
Peterson. Carl William.
Carl William Peterson.
And he worked on the arsenal for, I don't know how many years, but he's got citation, I think Helen's got it, I believe, from General Pershing. He made his saddles, all that beautiful work on it. Yeah. He used to do a lot of pretty work in leather, but he worked on the arsenal for years, doing a lot of leather work on harnesses. And then he worked at, what was the name of this place down here that had the big horse in the window? Sears Saddlery. He worked there for doing leather work.
And he was skilled in that kind of job from Sweden?
Mm-hmm. He did leather work.
So he continued on the same line now?
Uh-huh. Just luckily that he got...
Do you know where he came from in Sweden?
Uddevalla.
Uddevalla. And your mother's name was...
Christensen. Christ. I don't know if Jensen. We never find out much about Mom's...
Her first name was...
Hulda.
Hulda. Jensen or Christensen?
Well, her father's name was Christ Jensen.
Okay.
Oh, I see. So
and
she
then
took
they
the first...
changed it to Christensen. Uh-huh. Her sisters, when they came over here, they all changed their name to Christensen.
Uh-huh. And they she came from...
Småland.
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 Yeah.
You don't have the town or place...
I couldn't tell you.
You Småland.
Oh, Dad used to always say, you're Smålanding, you. Let's see, Helen could tell you all
and
that.
And she was born in Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
So she came with the parents then?
Well, she came over when she was 15 years old, I think.
Oh, and your father, he came along?
No, they also met after they got over here. I think they met in church or someplace. I'm not sure.
Oh. But your father's parents, did they stay in Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
They stayed there.
Oh. Yeah, I got a whole list of them. In a history book I've been trying to start. I'll show it to you.
If you look up Eric Anderson, I mean...
He probably can tell
this
you.
This from the same family, Eric Anderson.
He can probably tell
you. Oh, that's interesting also, to know, you know, where they came from and how they all came together. In your home now, did they have the Swedish paper, like your mother and father, any Swedish American newspaper?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the name of it?
Svenska Amerikanaren.
They had that one?
Yeah.
Did you read that one too?
For a while I did, yes. Yeah.
So they came every week then?
Every week, yeah. Yeah.
How about other organizations like Vasa, Viking, and did your family join any of those or?
No.
And you didn't either?
Yes, I did, but I belonged to Vasa for a while.
In Molin?
Molin, but it was too far away and I didn't, then when I was got working in the plant down there, working nights, why no use of belonging to it, so I dropped it.
Can I sit it by there? I'll show him this.
So here in Davenport, there were no Swedish organizations like Vasa and Viking?
No. Not that I know of.
No. Were there many Swedes on this side of the river?
Wasn't there one down there on... right above 5th Street on Brady Street? What was that hall upstairs there is all the Swedes used to go to?
You'd have to ask somebody else.
Dad used to go to meetings down in there someplace, some Swedish organization where they had a meeting place there right above Fifth Street on Brady.
Was that years ago then?
Years ago.
20s, 1930s?
What was in that hall?
Well, you didn't belong to any Swedish group, did you?
That's the Odd Fellows Hall.
The Odd Fellows.
Was that what it used to be?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what it was, but I know Dad used to go sometimes down there to a meeting once in a while.
So when you joined the Vasa, you said, then, and there was a hospitalization program then included, in case you got sick, you got $12 a week or whatever it was. Did you have another insurance policy then when you dropped Vasa, or happened then? Or were you insured by the city in the water department?
Never had any insurance policy that I know of. No.
There was no plans like the...
You just didn't get sick. Don't think of it.
Just don't think about it. That's the way there was...
We've been pretty healthy anyway.
Oh. So that... and the church didn't have anything like that. Some churches had funds, you know, but they were mostly for old people, I suppose.
I never heard of any.
No.
I never heard of any. Have you?
No.
So the old people now, they took care of themselves.
Yeah.
Well, they got old before the Social Security came in then.
Oh yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And the kids had to help out and pitch in and do whatever they could.
Yeah.
My dad was always worried that he wouldn't have enough money to take care of him until he died. But he got a pension from the arsenal. He was hurt. Oh, he was ruptured or something. He was ruptured and he would never have an operation. And so he drew a small pension for years. And before when they died, I guess, when Grace told him, you know, that he had died and that they should quit, they said that he had drawn money longer than anybody they had on the arsenal.
Is that right? So he...
he was 89. Wasn't he 89 when he died, or close to 89? Mama was 84, 85.
So they had the pension fund then, though, because there was federal employees then at the time.
Yeah, on the arsenal he had a small pension. It wasn't enough to live on, but it helped out, you know.
And they also had the hospitalization, I suppose. If they got hurt on the job, they could go to the hospital and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after he got laid off on the arsenal, after he was ruptured, then he worked. That's when he went to work at the Sears Saddlery. After that. That's what kept him going, Mom and Dad.
Well, he couldn't work then?
The kind of work, the Sears Saddlery, that he could do, you know, he could work. But whether or why they laid him off on the arsenal after he started drawing that pension, why, I don't know.
Maybe he couldn't work anymore certain years.
Well, that
25 or 20.
Golly, I don't remember when he started drawing that pension. But he did other jobs after that, wherever he, you know, wherever he could get leather work and things. And I know he even half-soled shoes. You remember up at the place there on 14th and...
Tenenbaums.
It was the Jewish. They had a store there, and in back of the store they had a shoe repair shop, and that's where Dad used to run. Mm-hmm. Half-soled shoes and things like that. So he always made money, you know, to feed us anyway.
Yeah. How about politics now? Were they, like your father, was he a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
So there were more Democrats on this side than Republicans. Over in Moline Rock Island, it seems to, every Swede seems to be a Republican.
My dad was Republican.
He was?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did they depend on what kind of work they were doing, you think?
I would say anybody that was, had their eyes open had to be a Democrat. I mean, if you were a Republican, you go along with what somebody tells you to do, and you ain't got no up and fighting. Yeah, I mean, if you...
my sisters are all Republican too.
So what happens then when you come to her The in-laws, like your dad, her dad now, for instance, what did you discuss then with him?
You just don't argue.
I don't argue with them.
Oh, you knew that beforehand, you just...
Yeah.
Keep still.
There was no... So your dad then, he was a Democrat?
Yeah.
Always was, and...
Yeah.
But your sisters and them, they were Republican. Mary's a staunch Republican.
Well, maybe she is. I don't know.
I don't argue.
I mean, religion and politics is bad.
We stay away from.
They better stay away from.
Yeah, sure.
But now, like in your work with the union, they were all Democrats then, of course.
Certainly.
Because there was no alternative to.
No.
And then the management, they were Republican.
Yeah, sure. This was
most of
straight line right down there.
Right.
What did they say now about Roosevelt? I mean, even the Republicans had to agree that he did something good, or
certainly
for everybody, not only the workers. Got the.
He said that when if he was a working man, that's what he said when he first. He said he would join the union first thing.
He said that.
Yeah, sure he did.
So he was open-minded then, because
Darn right.
Necessity.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what they said about our last president, not Reagan, but the other one.
Carter.
Carter. I thought he was a good man. I did. I thought he was a good Christian man. A lot of people made cracks about him, but...
Well, I suppose they can... It's not easy. To serve everybody, and
there's a lot of people don't like Reagan too. But I thought he was good today. We were watching them services, you know.
Yes.
That was a terrible thing.
Yeah, they really open up the eyes on many mm-hmm. people. There seem to be.
And yet there'll be people that'll still go on and do that, you know.
Yes.
Want to go, like just like that teacher that. Didn't get it. She said if she had a chance, she'd go into a jet. Mm-hmm. She made that remark the other night on television.
Yeah,
but the bad part of it was, I think, with all the children watching.
You know, that was too much.
I thought that was too bad, that they had to see that.
And they rub it in so often, too, you know, with so many newscasts all the time. I mean, you see it over and over and over.
Over and over. Well, and it'll be over in a few days, wouldn't they?
Yes, they probably will.
But the kids will remember it for a long time.
Yes.
Especially the kids that had her as a teacher, and then to see that blow up in the air.
You know, years ago, that was not their problem. Then you had
to
listen to the crystal set on the radio and... And read the newspapers.
Yeah.
And stayed on the ground.
Yeah, and wait a few weeks for another news item to come on. Everything goes so fast now.
Yeah.
How about the contact with Sweden? Did your parents go back to Lysekil or? They went back.
No.
How about you?
But say, I'm going to take that back. My mother went back.
Oh, yeah, she had a good time.
Alone?
Alone. Yeah.
What year then?
It was about 50. She flew back.
She was 80 years old when she went back, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And her daughter, your sister, was...
She was over there at the time. No. My sister left Lysekil. She lived in Stockholm.
Oh, I see.
My mother stopped in Lysekil and all that.
Jimmy took her up to Chicago and got her on the plane. And her godson, wasn't it, met her in New York?
Yeah.
And saw that she got onto the other plane. And they met her in Sweden. She went alone, 80 years old.
So she saw the old place then? And
yeah.
What did she say then when she returned back there?
Well, she said you wouldn't hardly know the place. I mean, it developed so much different. Uh-huh. It's grown up, I guess, like here too.
But your house now you were living in, was it still standing?
It was still standing there, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But she had a good time. you there. Now, Eric, the one I've been telling you about that,
yes,
that lives in Moline, he's been back. Golly, how many times has he been over? He goes back and visits because we got a lot of relatives over there yet, you know, cousins.
So you haven't been in Sweden?
Mm-mm.
Your parents didn't go?
I've been wanting to go so bad, but he won't go back to Sweden. No way.
Yeah, but he will remember, though. He was 15 when he came. You will remember.
But not the daughter.
She's done full.
When the daughter graduated from college, Ellen, that's the oldest sister, she paid her way to come to Sweden for a graduation present, and then she took her to the Olympics.
In Los Angeles?
In Sweden.
Oh, in Sweden?
In Germany, I guess, I think the Olympics were in Germany.
Oh, there was a mention, yeah, 76.
Yeah. 76, has she been out of school that long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been teaching. Anyway, Ellen took her to the Olympics while she was over there. Oh, she loved it. She'd love to go back to Sweden again. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she doesn't take that husband of hers and get to go over there and visit Ellen.
How about your son, though? Has he any interest in Sweden? Because you are both Swedish.
He never mentions it. All he's interested in now is just swimming. His three kids are swimmers. And all he talks about is for them to get into the Olympics. Especially the girl. And he wants her to get a scholarship in swimming, if possible, because she is a good swimmer.
And he is a teacher now at where?
No, he works on the Arsenal.
Well, he works in the Arsenal?
Yeah. And he's almost as high as he can go on the Arsenal. You know, they have grades?
Yes.
I think he's a 14, something like that. He's got a good job.
So he doesn't have to start a union or anything like that?
No.
He doesn't have your trouble?
No.
He's had it soft.
Yeah.
Soft living.
But he was a good student. He was a good student. He made good grades and we wanted him to have a good education, you know.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
I think
he might be a Republican,
he's a Republican. I don't know.
He's on the money side. I mean, so therefore
he's very quiet and he never argues with anybody. You never know what he's thinking. He's a lot like him.
Oh, I see.
Don't jabber and talk like I do.
So politics is out.
Well, he's making good money.
No. But you had an interesting life, though. I mean, you were starting from scratch when you came here. And,
I contributed my share. I mean,
that's right. You
just put it that way.
You didn't ask for any assistance. You
no.
Just worked hard.
You put in 2/3 and receiving a third back, maybe.
Yeah.
When I think of the time he spent on this house.
So you fixed this one up then from scratch?
Yeah,
just about.
It was about ready to fall down. Oh. He bought 8 pounds of nails, I remember, wasn't it? Right off the bat.
Yeah.
To put the siding on the house. They were hanging, you know, all. Half the windows were off. This porch wasn't on there. He built this porch. Mm-hmm. And there was, he had to build a chimney. Everybody laughed at me because I said he built the chimney. It ended in the dining room, you know, and it had a thing coming down. There was a hole in it where you put for a stove.
The smokestack.
And I know the minister always laughed because I told him to guess he was building the chimney down to the cellar. From up there down, you know, he was building it up. I said he was building the chimney down from the upstairs.
Well, you were doing this. You didn't borrow any books in the library. I was doing it.
Nope. No, sir.
You had the know-how.
He put all our water system in, most all our electricity. Then you had to have it checked, what do you call it?
Inspected, yeah.
Inspected.
But it was easier in that time, though, with inspections and plumbing and electricity.
Yeah. He knew the right men, too, to get them inspected.
No, I didn't.
Well, just like this old guy across the street, you put in all the water system in the cellar, and okayed it.
He didn't dare tell you to do it all over again.
He kept buying beer for him and kept him fixed up with
They helped out.
It helped.
Give him some Novocaine, you know, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Oh, golly. Yeah.
So at that time, though, 1932, when you bought this 1932?
Yeah.
Were there many houses foreclosed at that time on people? They lost money in the bank?
Sure.
Did you lose any money
in the bank?
We
didn't buy this house in 32.
Yes, we did.
We bought it the year Billy was 6 months old.
33?
Billy was born in 36, 37.
Oh.
Don't you remember? He was 6 months old when
32 is when we got married.
It was so cold, turned so cold, we had it in May or something like that, and I had to take Billy over home to Grandma to take care of him so he wouldn't get cold.
So this house been standing empty then for some time then before you...
No, the people moved out and Grandma called us, told him the house was going to be torn down or something like that.
So you were living at home then at the time?
No, we had an apartment.
No, we had an apartment.
So we decided to buy it. And I'll never forget the first time Sunday we moved in here. All his brothers and sisters, and they all came here, and we had... And the old lady told us, there's bed bugs and rats. We had rats running around out here about that long, weren't they?
You needed a shotgun to land the property first then.
And they came in with us and had this steamer, and there was about six or seven layers of wallpaper on, you know. And you could see where the bed bugs had been. Oh dear, what we didn't go through. It's no wonder we're old.
But you turned the corner on the things.
When you tell people, they wouldn't believe it, you know, that this was house. People thought we were crazy for buying it. And we covered up the windows and put candles in and burned those sulfur candles to kill all the bed bugs and bugs. The cockroaches. That long.
Oh, they take care of it if you close everything up and gas them off.
Those kind of candles, what do they call them? I don't know. Anyway, it was so...
Sulfur.
Was so strong that when he, after 3 days, he was going to come back in and he had to put a mask over him to...
Well, they have to burn for 2 or 3 days? The candles?
Yeah.
Well, you just...
Start them.
You start them until the candle burns out. I mean...
And they leave the white fume
there. It leaves that gas in here.
Oh, or it just kills everything in it.
But I just made sure that...
You sealed up everything?
Everything was sealed up. It was here, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just put them in a
pie tin or something.
A pie tin and water in it. And when it came down to the water, why, the candle went out.
But did they go into the... in between the walls and everything, though?
Yes, of course.
It goes into everything.
Uh-huh. We never had a bed bug or
cockroach
since.
So they take care of it.
Of course, you can get cockroaches easy, you know. You carry grocery sacks home and there's bugs, but those are more like water bugs. But I always watch that every time I bring home anything, but I've never seen one since. And there was no cellar. There was just a cellar under the kitchen there where the water pipes was, you know. Mm-hmm. And he tore out the end of the house there and we started digging. He'd run the wheelbarrow up and I was down there helping him too. And then we'd get four feet dug out and he'd pour the foundation. 4 foot at a time we did it, the whole foundation.
Well, you had a new foundation all around the house then?
Yeah, he dug out the whole cellar. But he poured the foundation, and we both worked and dug and wheeled out the dirt and filled out the yard. And
well, your dad, was he living then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he helped you too then?
No, he didn't do much help.
No, I learned how to do it on his house over there because I already dug his out before.
Oh, I see. Oh, there was no basement there either?
No.
So they didn't have basements then in the houses?
No.
Why didn't they have that? Was it just because
it's
of...
easy to put them up, I guess, and then they had stoves, you know. And then we saw an ad in the paper for a furnace. And he went and bought it for $35, a hot water furnace. You remember that first one we had?
Mm-hmm.
He put in a cement block in about almost the middle of the house there and put that little furnace in first. And then we went and bought... For hot water heat, did we buy two heaters or two things. We put one in the kitchen and one in the front room, wasn't it?
Radiators.
Radiators. That's what we had. No, the first winter we had an old stove. We had a friend that had a stove, and she lived down on 6th Street, and she says, well, I got an old, one of those stoves where the light shone through, you know. And so we had that and put the pipe up into the chimney, you know. You remember that stove? First winter, and we let Billy have the bedroom upstairs there with the little heat for him because he was little. That was our first winter. And the next winter, I think we were able to buy two radiators.
To add on to it.
Yeah, and he put the thing in the cellar, that $35 furnace, and how many years did we have that?
Quite a few.
And every time we could afford to get a radiator, we'd get a radiator for one of the rooms. We finally had one in every room. But I mean, that's the way we lived. That's the way we lived.
How about your wife, Noah? She didn't have any ideas to copy some of Mr. and Mrs. Hecht's house, what they had in their house.
I think she had a lot of ideas, but I mean, I wouldn't carry them out.
You mean you didn't listen to them?
Couldn't keep up with my ideas that I'd like.
So how far advanced were those people? I mean, they were wealthy.
Oh,
tremendous
they had
wealth.
Everything.
Bathtub and showers and how about refrigeration? Did they have air conditioning at that time?
No.
No house had air conditioning at the time.
They had big fans that they'd set on the floor.
And then icebox.
Oh yeah, they had big, great big icebox. He was, what would you call him? He knew all about electricity and stuff. He was a smart old boy.
Sure.
But he was the inventor of...
Sort of like an inventor, yeah. Because he worked up that ice, where we could make ice cream there down in the cellar.
But how about refrigerator? Did he have that at the house? Or was it an icebox?
I think we had ice boxes at first because they could put the ice in from the outside some way. Big icebox. Mm-hmm.
So the refrigerators, they came in after the war then more.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And washing machine, they had an electric driven one.
Yeah, they had a washing machine because remember Olga Olson, I remember. Now she was a cousin of Dad's. She worked there too and she did all their laundry.
This is all she did?
Uh-huh. Therese did all the cooking. They had a separate, you know, girl for each. Mm-hmm. And a chauffeur. Chauffeur had a big, nice place to live over the garage. And Frances had the same thing. You know.
Same setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they were nice people to work for. All of Frances were nice people to work for, too.
But those people, they didn't suffer during the Depression, though.
Oh, no.
Because they got cheaper workforce to work for them.
Yeah.
When the banks went busted, they got their money out first. Remember when the banks went busted, Grandma, she didn't get her money out, did she? Your mom.
Well, there was a bank that closed here in Davenport.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
All of them closed.
All of them.
In Davenport.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of money. The poor people lost their money.
And they couldn't get it back?
I think they didn't. They get just a percentage of it.
After a long time,
did you have anything in there?
Hell no, I was.
We didn't even have a bank.
You were lucky. It pays off. Yeah, but it must be a bad.
We ate from month to month. That's the way we.
What did people say? That it must be a tremendous feeling. I mean, here you scrape together, you know, 7 days a week,
yeah,
a meager income, and then they steal it away from you,
yeah,
without any explanation.
Yeah.
Just closed.
Were people afraid then to put money in the bank after they start to open them up again, or what happened?
I think they were, kind of.
Because how could you trust
them? After the government got back of them, I think then that they started putting their money back in the bank. But you see, now everything, the government covers everything, doesn't it? At least the bank we put ours in.
You hope so. If everybody's going to run for it, it might be a different story.
Well.
Now you have to worry about is the government.
Yeah, yeah, they take more than the bank.
Always adding on something.
Yeah, it's not easy to... So your mother, she lost something and...
Yeah.
Couldn't get it out.
Sister did. I think Elna lost some too. But we didn't have anything to lose.
Your sister, now she came to visit you some years ago.
Corin, yeah.
Corin.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, golly, that, how many years ago was that, though?
It was about 55 or 53. What is it?
50? I know that. I think Billy was about 15 years old when she was here, I believe. Because I got that picture of all the grandchildren taken up on Elma's lawn.
Okay, all right. And he was born in 37, so I've been 52.
About that, yeah.
And your mother was still living then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's only been dead for... How many years did I say? I looked it up one day.
Mm-hmm. So there was a...
4 or 5 years.
A big move to move the family over.
Yeah.
And so she was not homesick.
Oh yeah.
To start with.
Yeah, to start out with. Yeah. Her mother was living.
She was still living.
She was still
Grandma
living.
Died in
79.
I always keep everything in the Bible.
So she corresponded then with her mother in Sweden, I suppose.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Back and forth.
Who, Elna?
No,
his mother.
My mother.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, let's see. And Elna, his sister, died in 83. And the brother, Jimmy, died in 85. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? My sister died in 82, and Elna died in 83, and Jimmy died in 85. Grandma died in 79. And Elna's husband died in 82, the same year that he died before Grace did, because we didn't tell Grace that he died. You remember that? She was laying in the hospital. See, they used to write up these like this, but they don't do that anymore. I think maybe you can get the newspaper to do it. But that was about my dad. My dad was a good-looking man.
Yes, Mr. Peterson.
I don't think any of us kids took after him.
Grandview Baptist Church.
Yeah, he died when he was 88 years old.
So he was active in the Baptist Church, then, your father?
Oh, yeah.
As an elder?
He was Sunday school superintendent for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was real active. When the minister used to be gone, he'd take the minister's place. He was good. He knew his Bible and could talk, you know.
Do you remember attending any Swedish sermons?
When I was a kid. We'd sit there and Mr. Oslin talked Swedish to us, and he knew we didn't understand what he was saying half the time, you know. He'd get a word now and then. But there, they used to always have Swedish down there in that old Swedish church. Swedish Baptist church down there on Grand Avenue.
So he lived on the 10th Street or 19th? 10th.
On 10th Street, yeah.
833 East 10th Street.
821.
This down...
Yeah, that's 10th down there. Oh, it's all colored over there now. Just makes us sick when we go past that house.
But now you can sit there in the downtown is this way.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the hill.
That way.
Oh, that way.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the hill there.
Yeah.
What?
Right. Downtown. Devon.
Oh yeah,
you go right, Devon. Almost right straight down here, you come to the government bridge.
Yes. Yeah, what I mean, so. Yeah. Now you can sit here on the sun porch and...
Oh, he sits here all day long, practically. This is his room.
Well, he has done a good work day.
Yeah, he needs to sit, huh, and rest. He's worked hard all his life.
You didn't join any turners or gymnastics or calisthenics or anything. You strengthened with a wheelbarrow and a shovel.
He's still strong.
Uh-huh.
He could lift the side of a house almost.
Uh-huh. Good practice over many years.
And this is here, so he come home and fed her and let her out. And then they finally took her over.
What did happen? Was it in the nighttime or in the daytime? You
understand? It was about 9 or 9:30 in the evening.
In the evening.
And my sister had been here, and Gus always takes her out to her car. She lives over in Moline. And as he was, they were taking her across the street there, why, there was two colored men that went down the street.
Walking?
Yeah, right in the middle of the street, and they didn't think anything about it, and he slammed the door and said goodnight to Marie, and she drove off, and when he was coming back up the sidewalk, one of them, one fella jumped him and had his legs around his waist and up around his neck with a big knife stuck on his
neck. Holy smoke.
And he got
up. You couldn't do a thing then?
Uh-oh, he was just tied up. He got up to the door, and the dog was, he could see the dog on the inside. See, and I came to see what all the commotion was, and he, I guess he told the colored fellow, he says, get rid of that goddamn dog. And Gus says, well, I can't if you don't let loose of me, see, because he had him held up. And as he let loose, why, Gus took and gave him a...
You whack him.
A whack, yeah. And he let loose, but then he went back up against the railing and came back again, see. And Gus, I guess, just got the door open enough, so he got the knife into Gus's stomach, and then I came to the door to see what was going on. They were struggling in the doorway, and I just reached out, and I gave him a shot in the nose, you know. And then just then, I felt the knife go into me. So it went right under my breast here. It got into my lung.
And you fainted then, I suppose?
No. I told him, I says, when the ambulance and them came, I said to take him to the hospital. And here I was holding myself, and the blood was running out of me, see? I didn't realize I was...
And you were outside then?
He was.
You were outside then when you were there?
The front door.
No. I... there was a bunch of evergreens growing on that hill down there. That's where he hid behind.
Yeah, we had evergreens.
Well, you didn't see him then when you...
No, I didn't see him at all.
And when there were two of them?
Yeah, but only one of them jumped me. And the son of a gun just... jump on a horse, I mean, wrapped his legs around me, and he told me three times you're going to kill me. And then when he came up the steps, I just kept... walking up the steps and with him on my back, I thought, well, God damn it, he's going to kill me. I'm going to figure out something. I mean, so I figured I'd try to roll backwards with him and get him off my back that way. And then when I got up to the top steps, he happened to see this dog standing there looking out. And he told me to get rid of the dog, and I said, okay, I'll get rid of the dog. He was going to come in because I didn't have any money in my pocket. That's what he was after. And when I got to the up on the porch, I told him, I said, I can't open the door and with you on my back. I said, and he says, you got to get off my back, otherwise I can't get rid of the dog. So he let go of me and stepped on the porch, and just as he did, why, I up and smacked him, and I had to watch his hand because he had a goddamn knife that was that long. See, I mean, he could reach out much further than I could. So I think I got a couple of two licks at him, and he bounced back against the little railing there. And that's when she came. And when he came back at me again, why, he stuck the knife in me, and he pulled it out of me and stuck her.
Did you fell down then, or?
No, I...
Neither one of us fell. We finally pushed hard enough and got the door shut, didn't we?
Yeah, we pushed the door shut.
You got in.
There was blood all over the front door.
Yeah.
What did he do then? Run off?
Yeah, he ran off.
Well, the neighbor girl then.
Well, they saw it.
She just came home and she hollered, Daddy, she says, call the police. There's something going on over at Anderson's. So he has a CB thing, and I suppose he got ambulance, squad cars, fire wagons. Everything was out here.
So they caught the guy then?
No, never caught him.
They never caught him?
No, they ran down. The police were out hunting around, but they couldn't find any of
them. I think they stood around here too damn long.
Well, they couldn't get here so quick that the guys could run by the time the people across the street.
I think it was a dope fiend. I mean, he had to be.
But anyway, doctors told me, he says, I didn't think you were going to make it. He started pumping blood into me right away.
But you didn't faint. Until later on then, you probably got...
And when we both went in the ambulance, and he laid down, and I was sitting holding myself.
Boy. So you had to stay in the hospital several weeks then?
Oh. No, I stayed there 2 days.
I was the one that was the worst.
Because when I hit him like this, that's when he stuck me. So, I mean, it just went that way. It didn't actually cut my guts.
Oh, it just went in
my muscles.
Just the fatty part of it. I was the one that got it in the lungs.
So he was a real crazy one then?
Yeah.
But the dog was not old enough then to...
No, but I don't think she's ever forgotten it. Because the minute that doorbell, there she goes. And boy, she... she's
the commotion, I suppose, is still in her.
Yeah. I always hang under her collar when she goes to the door.
Yeah, the world is crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is not like years ago. You know when you can trust people. I said 4 years ago.
But now, whenever I go any place, I call him before I'm coming home and he turns on.
Must be 5 years ago.
We'll be 5 years in March.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same day as...
March 30th, when the president was shot.
Oh, I see.
Same time, same date. Mm-hmm. We got on the front page and so did the president.
I suppose people got scared in the neighborhood too.
Well, everybody says, oh, you don't go out anymore, do you? I go just as much as ever.
Well, even in the daytime, you never know all your people.
That's right.
We keep the gates locked and we keep our doors all locked all the time. Because you read all the time in the paper where somebody's been attacked in the house or something, and I think they're just careless. They don't lock their doors good enough or something. But we lock ours up and...
Yeah, they're what they call the changing neighborhoods.
This neighborhood isn't good anymore, but then...